3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. It's combine season. It's hand season. Hand size season. Jim Wyatt joins us now. Jim, how big are your hands and what's your Wonderlic score? You know those things? Jim Wyatt from Titans Online.
I don't. I'd be afraid to take the Wonderlic. I don't have real big hands, I have to say. But they're enough to work a keyboard. Big enough to work a keyboard, I guess.
That's all you need, Jimmy.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Happy birthday, Dawn.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Your hands do a good job of posting some content on Twitter, too. And a lot of content that everybody's talking about right now are the remarks from John Robinson when asked about the process of Ryan Tannehill and where that is, and then the process of Derrick Henry and where those negotiations are. Two very different answers.
Yeah, he certainly committed more to Derrick Henry than Ryan Tannehill. And obviously, there's some gamesmanship there and there's contract negotiations there. And I don't know, I'm not in the middle of those to have an idea of where that's going or where things stand. But obviously, you're trying to get his, you're trying to work through some things there at that position, knowing also that this is going to be a year when a lot of quarterbacks are going to be on the market. So I think everybody has to keep that in mind. It's very early in the process, and I certainly didn't expect him to commit one way or the other on the quarterback situation here. And he obviously asked a lot about quarterbacks that are not on the roster now, and he can't talk about those things at this stage with other players being under contract with other teams. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. With that one and really with Derek and a lot of these free agents whose deals will expire in the middle of March.
Jim Wyatt, our guest, it was interesting. I heard a little bit of John Robinson and Mike Vrabel on the Midday 180, and John Robinson, they basically said, you got so many things you got to do here. There's some things that you miss. And if I want to say I didn't write it down, but he essentially said, yeah, I had to give up the bench press. I just can't get over there. I can't get to the bench press. I had to start sending other people to tell me what happened at the bench press. But did the layout change a little bit this year for all of this stuff than what it's been for the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different at the workouts or not. I mean, from somebody covering the event, it's different because you've got everything's kind of in a very small window. You know, these prospects start showing up in the media room at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they went through about 11, and at the same time, a lot of GMs and the head coaches were coming in. So if you're listening to Vrabel or you're listening to Robinson, you're missing out on some other guys So I mean, it's tougher to maybe navigate from a reporter's standpoint. And, in previous years, these media availabilities would start around 8:30 in the morning, and they would go all the way till 4 or 5 o'clock at night, and they'd be staggered when they'd come in and didn't know exactly when they would be coming in. So it's a good thing that they're early. But again, I mean, they were, I was trying to keep up with all the, a lot of local guys where they played at Tennessee or played at Vanderbilt or Bryce Hopkins, who's a local prospect who went to Purdue, or Van Jefferson, who's obviously a local prospect whose father used to coach at with the Titans. I mean, all these guys were, speaking at different times. Sometimes you just couldn't hit them all. And I think the way the schedule is set up from a team standpoint, I mean, they're obviously facing some challenges as well. But the whole thing's different. I mean, it's a different feel now with a lot of these prime time, drills that are going to be going on. And I think players are certainly aware that there's more exposure at this. I took a picture of the media room today when I was working from it. It still amazes me just how many people were here covering this event and how much attention that it gets.
Jim Wyatt, our guest from TitansOnline.com. Yeah, we were having that discussion at the start of the show today. Just the sheer number of eyeballs on people working out it is just mind-boggling when you understand this gets better ratings than, other sports playoff games. It is mind-boggling. John Robinson was asked about which positions are deep. I thought this was interesting. O-line, the Titans could very well need a right tackle depending on what happens with Jack Conklin. He mentioned running back, depending on what happens with Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry, they could easily need another running back. He mentioned the secondary, depending on what happens with Logan Ryan, and you always need secondary players. The other thing he mentioned was wide receiver. And I keep thinking the Titans need that gadget guy, you know, that gadget guy that you can run into rounds and bubble screens and tunnel screens, but this guy who's also explosive in space as well. So if you're a Titan and you know you're going to need some guys, the one thing he didn't say was pass rush or edge rusher, but he did say a lot of things that could come in handy for this team.
Yeah, I think that's where you get the balance of free agency and the draft. Because, right. You know, this team obviously got an edge rusher a couple of years ago in Hill Landry, and he's really, you know, still developing. I mean, he had 9 sacks this year. He kind of about doubled his production from the prior year, but, you know, kind of slowed down a little bit of late. He still is trying to get better, and I think when you look at this team and holes that need to address, hey, we don't know exactly what those are yet, because a lot of that's going to hinge on what this team is able to do with its own free agents. But also, I think you've got to keep in mind that some positions you might be better off getting somebody in free agency to help you, and then try to pick the draft at other spots. I mean, it's different when you're picking at 29 than when you're picking early, right? Last year, picking at 19 seemed late, right, compared to some of these years when you're picking at, you know, at 5 and you're picking at 18 and you're picking at 8. I mean, so you're going to have to wait around and see what happens in front of you. But what you need, really, you're not going to know until you get through March, you really get through April, and then you're starting to plug holes at that point.
Jim Wyatt, our guest, TitansOnline.com. What's the overall sentiment, Jim, up there, as there's a meeting set for, what, 20 minutes from right now with the NFL players and NFL executives to try to maybe put the final nails in this CBA?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I obviously everybody wants to see it resolved and not have it linger and be a topic of conversation for the entire offseason. I could tell certainly when the initial proposals were coming out that the players were balking at some of it, that there may be some speed bumps along the way. I do get the sense that, you know, that it will be agreeable on a lot of these proposals, but, you know, what the sticking points are going to be, you know, players have been somewhat quiet, I guess, here in the last couple of days as we've kind of waited for today. I mean, I personally like a lot of what's on the table, whether it's a 17-game season and 3 preseason games, whether it's an extra playoff team. You know, I like the increase from, you know, the roster sizes from 53 to 55. I like the, you know, the practice squad bump. You know, the salary stuff looks pretty attractive from, you know, first-year players and really in all these deals. I mean, I think there's a lot of pros, you know, with this proposal and what could happen. But I guess I don't have a feel for what the players may balk at. And obviously they're going to balk some. A big thing of what they could potentially balk at is just the money, the division of money, and just what's a fair split.
And it's crazy because we're a year away. Some of these have come down to the wire, and they've had work stoppages and lockouts and different things. That's been a while. It's even been a while since we saw the lockout. But the NFL is very intent, it seems like, on getting this thing done. I mean, like I said, we're a year in advance of the end of this current CBA.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through, obviously, covered the work stoppage before, yeah. And that wasn't a lot of fun. I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, everything just kind of gets put on hold. So yeah, I think both sides would like to see this get done and have it no longer be an issue. But just what has to happen and how things go today, and I'm obviously very anxious and curious to see how this plays out myself.
Well, people can follow you on Twitter at @JWyattSports or obviously at TitansOnline.com always for more great content. Jimbo, thanks for the time, man. Enjoy yourself up in Indy.
Sounds good. You guys have a good week. Thank you.
Jim Wyatt on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Accurate Mortgage. Home values keep rising in Middle Tennessee. If your home needs upgrades, consider a cash-out refinance. Ask the local pros at Accurate. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started.
Our buddy Chris Lee from VandySports.com has been